Right now, though, we're talking spinoffs because Sunday night, Better Call Saul premieres on AMC, a spinoff of Breaking Bad. This has not been tried in an awfully long time and never in the realm of cable that I know of.
I love the concept of the spinoff because the risk factor is unbelievable. Now it is. It seems like back in the day, though, that, as you were saying earlier, that this is just something that was expected, that if you had a successful show, that eventually there was going to be some sort of spinoff.
It was kind of a game to watch those shows and look at the characters and figure out who was going to get a spinoff.
Just doesn't happen now.
No.
And, you know, with we'll talk about the failures in the latest round of spinoffs. But, yeah, back in the day, it was just one of those things.
And Vince Gilligan makes no bones about it. He knows he's taking a risk here, and he's jazzed about the early reception, but the real key for him is going to be, you know, how many people watch the thing.
It's funny, this is so big, and Breaking Bad was such a cultural phenomenon, and it captivated the entire United States of America in late summer of 2013, in those last few episodes, those last seven or whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, you just, I don't know, you just never thought that they could do something like this and get away with it. But I think now this is such a big deal and it is such a risk that you see all these articles coming out about spinoffs, about past spinoffs and everything. And so I want to tell you guys what generally is considered the worst spinoffs, the good spinoffs, and then the best spinoffs of all time. Now, as far as just the ones that worked, and this is based on ratings, this is based on
longevity.
Yeah, longevity. It's based on critical acclaim, everything.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that worked, and that worked well, and we're going to leave off a bunch of them because there's a million of them, but the ones that worked, CSI, this is over on CBS, which all the CSI spinoffs are ridiculous, but they all work. NCIS, off that show JAG, so those are the two CBS ones. From the Cosby Show, you had A Different World, which did very well. Melrose Place was an incredibly successful spinoff off 90210 mm-hmm. in the 90s. The Facts of Life was the longest-running sitcom of the 80s.
And that was from Different Strokes.
Because Mrs. Garrett
was the maid.
Mrs. Garrett was the maid. She went from maid to running a private school. You know.
And that show, more popular than...
Started from the bottom, now we hip.
Than Different Strokes?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know what else was a spinoff of Different Strokes?
Right.
Hello, Larry.
It was?
Yes, Hello, Larry. It was.
He was like an army buddy of Mr. Drummond.
Yep. I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. I think he was on one episode.
Always good to work in Hello, Larry.
Goodbye, Larry.
You have all the Law & Order spinoffs, Law & Order Criminal Intent, Law & Order SVU.
Sports Utility Vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Which, do you watch all of them?
No.
CI is terrible.
I watched...
Criminal Intent is bad?
Yeah, sucks.
I watched the first Law & Order, the original, and SVU.
SVU is great.
That's about as deep into it as I've gone.
And this one really is the runner-up. This didn't make the top 10 list, but this is number 11 for me. As far as everything we just talked about, popularity, critical acclaim, longevity, all that, Trapper John M.D. from MASH. It's a good show. Did you watch that?
No.
You didn't?
Yeah, he lived in a house on wheels out in front of the hospital.
He did live in a house on wheels. You could relate.
I know.
But someday,
it's like maybe I can be a doctor.
Someday I could run a hospital from this trailer. All right.
I lived in a plywood house on wheels.
The Bad. And these are the worst of the worst. Some of these I did not even remember until I started reading about them. I was like, holy crap, now as a little kid I do remember these. Do you remember From Sanford and Son, the spinoff Grady?
Yes.
Yeah.
It lasted one season. Matter of fact, it didn't even last a whole season.
No, they pulled. They pulled out in the middle.
And
as you always should.
Based on his old pal Grady, who they thought they could center an entire sitcom around, and it didn't make it through a season.
See, this is when they were starting to learn that you got a great character here, but he works on this show in this context. He can't carry one by himself.
These shows need to know that they have characters that are required to stay in their lanes.
Armed with that, I give you, from All in the Family, Gloria. From 81 to not quite to the end of 81.
Who was Gloria, the actress?
Sally Struthers?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She ran like a pet store or something.
She did. She did. So this was based on Archie Bunker's daughter.
Oh, wow. I never watched it.
No? Did you know that was around?
I'm sure I remember it, but it never moved the needle for me.
Terrible. Man. From Three's Company, I give you The Ropers.
No problem with The Ropers.
Again, lasted one season. And conceptually, yeah, it would seem that if you were going to have a spinoff that...
I thought it lasted more than one. Just one?
I read one. It may have lasted two.
I'm seeing two.
They had Yeah, they had a great theme song, too.
Where was...
Well!
No!
What about Mr. Furley? Why couldn't you do something around him? The great Don Knotts? That would have been funny. Furley.
He came second, though. The Ropers left to do...
The Ropers.
The Ropers.
And then Mr. Furley moved in.
The Ropers had the great Jeffrey Tambor.
That's right. That's right. I do remember that. I watched it. I know I watched that show.
What, The Ropers?
Yeah.
Ropers was awesome. Here, listen real quick so you can remember this. Love this theme song.
Vaguely, man.
And they're all going like this. That's so bad. I love Norman Fell.
Well,
he's dancing with a plunger.
This is very Curb Your Enthusiasm sounding.
Yeah. Oh, God. It had Jeffrey Tambor in it,
too. That's what you said. That's what Ty just said.
All right, that's enough of that.
All right, from the Brady Bunch. Man, that's a very... That sounds very familiar. Right? From the Brady Bunch, the Brady Wives. So not only did they try to have Marcia and Jan spin off, they got married and moved in together.
Right.
So their families all lived together trying to recreate that crap.
That's smart.
Stupid. This I didn't remember. From the Dukes of Hazzard, Enos.
Yes.
I don't remember Enos.
I think it lasted like three episodes, right?
Of all the people on that show, Enos?
Mm-hmm. Enos.
Three episodes?
It didn't last long, man. Right?
No, it didn't last long at all. I don't think it made it a season. I forgot about this, but once I read about it, I remember it. And it's another show that, man, at the time, the character itself was almost took over the sitcom. It was so crazy popular. And then they spun him off, and boy, it failed miserably. From Cheers, I give you the Tortellis. You remember Nick Tortelli, that sleazeball that dated Rhea Perlman?
Yeah.
That would always come in there.
That was a thing?
Dude, he had a spinoff called the Tortellis with that blonde that ended up being Casey Kasem's wife. That nut job that
Yeah, Gene.
Gene Kasem?
Yes.
Well, that show might have spawned the greatest spinoff of all time. Cheers, right?
That we'll get to that, honey. Hold that thought.
Don't tell me what to do, honey.
Law and Order LA. Remember that one?
No.
No one else does either, because it was awful. And consider the absolute worst, well, it's tied probably, Joey, the spinoff from Friends, which everybody thought was a can't miss.
Yeah, that's the one everybody's been making fun of.
Joni Loves Chachi and Aftermath.
Yes, Aftermath.
Aftermath is...
Which some people say was not bad.
Yeah, but you try to take those three minor characters and come back to real life. They came back from the war, and so they followed them around in real life, and people just did not buy it at all.
Wasn't there a spinoff from Night Court called Bull?
Was there? Oh. I mean, it sounds plausible.
I mean, seriously, I could almost make you believe that.
Yeah. Do you remember the Golden...
Tonight on Bull.
Do you remember the Golden Girls spinoff? Golden Palace?
No. Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
But it didn't work in
showering. I know. I'm a little too old for that. All right, so quickly here. Here are the best. Those are the worst. Here are the best. Pull this up, Mino. This is not purple. This is number 10. You remember? This is your generation's fault, by the way, Mike. This is the theme song to Benson. Benson, of course, a spinoff of Soap.
Benson.
That edgy show for its time, at least, in the 70s. Were you into Soap?
No.
That was a big deal for your people.
Boy,
yeah, I know.
Huge deal.
I used to hear a lot of buzz about it, but I don't know. I was into bands and stuff.
And then Benson spun that off into a wildly successful sitcom.
My folks, that was always on Soap and Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
Yes. Number nine.
Any ideas?
Do you know?
I know the song, but I don't know what show it is.
Do you, Ty?
Oh, yeah.
What is it?
This is Mork and Mindy. Of course, spun off from Happy Days, because Happy Days had jumped the shark so many times that they had to have an alien show up in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
An alien. But the show, of course, it was Robin Williams' gateway to greatness and very well received. All right, number eight. I so think of my parents. My dad loved this show. You recognize this?
I know, I recognize all of the songs, but I just don't
know what
show to put them to.
This is a theme song to Lou Grant.
Oh, yes, Lou Grant.
Great show.
Did you watch Lou Grant?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did, yeah.
Lou Grant, of course, the old curmudgeon in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, the wildly successful sitcom, and it's really the only, this is the first of its kind to spin off a sitcom into a drama, and he is the first and only man to win Best Actor or Best Supporting Actor in a comedy and then Best Actor in a drama with the same character.
That's Ed Asner he's
talking about. That's an Emmy fun fact.
It is an Emmy fun fact. And Lou Grant ran, what, some newspaper in San Francisco, was it?
Was it there or Chicago?
Maybe it was Chicago.
The L.A. Tribune.
Okay, wow. The L.A. Tribune. All right, number six.
Hello.
Another Happy Day spinoff. And wildly successful. Do you know this?
No.
Does he not know that? It's Laverne and Shirley, dog.
Yeah.
Where they were just a one-off date for Richie and Fonzie,
yep.
And that turned into, well, it was Gary Marshall's show.
It's a big,
his daughter's Penny Marshall.
Big show.
Yes, they have the date, and it's like, oh, you want a job, honey? All right, how about a sitcom? So they give them a sitcom, and the rest is history. Some of the most memorable characters ever, though.
Michael McKean.
Yes, it launched Michael McKean, who now, full circle, in Better Call Saul, like the third major character in Better Call Saul. Number five. I think I've seen every episode.
Multiple times.
Keeping your head above water. Did you watch this?
Oh, yeah.
So, Good Times, of course, with Florida Evans as the matriarch of the Evans family. She, that spun off from Maud. She was Maud's maid. Right?
Yeah.
And then Norman Lear, as he did so many times in this generation, took that and ran with it and spawned Good Times. And speaking of,
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world grew. Joan of Arc was the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could.
Here's a daughter. At number five,
who's singing?
Billy Preston.
That's Billy Preston? Okay.
At number five is the aforementioned Maud, which was spun off from All in the Family.
Yes.
As she was Archie's feminist neighbor, right? Was it neighbor?
I think Maud was Edith's cousin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, They were related somehow.
The fact that Maude was a likable character, though, enough to have her own sitcom to me was really weird because I hated that as a kid.
Hated Maude,
oh,
or
yeah.
You hated her?
Way too threatening.
You hated the show or her? Oh, okay.
She put Archie in his place.
Boy, she did.
And that show gave us Adrian Barbeau, Corby.
The great Adrian Barbeau. And speaking
who
of...
Who then went on to greater things in Swamp Thing.
Yeah. Two greater things.
Not to mention the Sons of Anarchy.
Speaking of All in the Family, God, this was just such a great time for this. Well, we're moving on now. We're moving on up to the time. Now, this was Archie's neighbor.
Yeah.
And from what I remember reading, and I don't remember seeing this, of course, as a kid, but George Jefferson created so much controversy on that show, and he became such an instant favorite with the fans of that show that it was just a no-brainer to have him spin off. All right, number three, all-time greatest spinoff.
Huge.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling, tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
And maybe I seem a bit
this, of course,
yeah, maybe,
Frasier.
But I got your pegs.
Did you guys watch?
Not but one episode.
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
Never liked his character on Cheers.
Boy, but it took it to a new level. He would have liked it too because he's a radio host, and it's completely opposite of Cheers. They went from Boston up to Seattle where he hosted this this talk show, and it just... It was just the character itself had so many different layers. And, dude, you talk about the show that won more awards than any other spinoff, Frasier, which won best sitcom, what, seven times?
Yeah, they say this was the last really successful
Yes,
spin-off.
Wildly successful. Great show, too. Excellent. Number two. Did you know this was a spinoff?
Yeah, from like... Was this Danny
Griffith
Thomas
show
or something?
Starring Andy Griffith.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah.
With Ronnie Howard. Also starring Don Knotts.
Now, this is at a time when they planned these things. They wanted Andy Griffith to have his own show.
Yeah.
And the reason, the only way they figured they could make it work is to have Danny Thomas, who was part of the Danny Thomas show in Make Room for Daddy.
Yes, the second Danny Thomas mention of the show.
To
today.
Show up in a little town, a fictional town called Mayberry, and get arrested by Andy Griffith. The Andy Griffith show debuted a few months after it and beat the Danny Thomas show in the ratings that year. It was so successful. Number three for that year. And number one spinoff of all time. Any guesses? Any guesses to the number one spinoff of all time?
Petticoat Junction?
Die?
Well, hello.
No!
You'll just tell me to die, too.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's right, Mike. It is The Simpsons.
And Mike, I'm going to stand you corrected, young man. That was the great Donnie Hathaway.
It was? I thought it was Billy Preston.
The Simpsons, of course, was a little short that ran on the Tracy Ullman show. And the creator said, let's just take a shot and see what we got. Well, 26 years later, not only is it still on, it is still thriving.
Do you know what that is, Mike?
What
we just played?
The Simpsons
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, you know what that is?
No. What is it?
Just wondering if you knew what show it was.
Oh, no, I didn't recognize it.
Yeah. But yeah, there's just no denying it. It's no matter if you like the show or don't like the show, when you talk about
successful
these,
for sure.
Oh God, it's insane. Just on a lark too. Like, let's just try. Let's just see if this works. And 26 years later and 550 episodes, it's unbelievable. Basically has its own network too, an FXX, which reruns it constantly.
Yes.
So there you go. There is our fun, good times with spinoffs.
Good stuff, Corby.
All right, up next, a very, very exciting episode of How Will You Feed?
No, honey. No, you're a segment ahead.
Oh, I am? Oh, yeah, that's right. We've
got
to get into
our,
this radio fight.
A little bit.
What?
The Dallas Stars.